I know, welcome. Lee channeling is an energy transmission as much as it is a message with words. So in order to receive lovingly, safely what's for you, as much as you're able, I would suggest, while I'm preparing, taking a moment to close the outward-facing eyes, turn them inwards, drop the seat of our attention into the physical sensations in our hearts and centers, opening to notice without naming whatever we feel there. And throughout the transmission, keeping attention returning to the sensation of breath in the body and the sensations in the body as a whole, giving the mind a rest. Really being present with how you vibrate with what's being transmitted. This, I feel, is coming through from the lion beings of Sirius. And we're speaking on where we are now, an update, if you like, a window into a perspective on our collective evolution at this time. We greet you from a place of deep honoring, of deep love. We greet you as long lost friends and brothers, lost in the flesh perhaps, but not in the minds or the hearts. For we walk with you largely unseen, largely unnoticed, but not, we feel, unfelt. For when you vibrate with courage, the courage to know that what vibrates in your hearts is your truth, and for you to act upon with the conviction of belief in yourself, in your dreams, in your visions, then we feel perhaps you walk feelingly with us. Then we feel your presence among us rather than our presence among you. For many of you have histories with our star system. Many of you are coexistent here on Earth and here with us. Where we dwell, the mysterious realms of your higher dimensional selves, and of course, higher, not highest. It is of your highest we wish to speak to you today. How to align yourselves when you walk through the chaos the world is churning with at this time. We simply wish to remind you of something you already know. You vibrate with at the heart of your being. The knowledge, the certainty that in the very center of a moment, any moment, anywhere in space and time, and anywhere in any dimension of experience, there is always a gateway home to knowingness, to source, to the highest you that you could possibly be or know yourself to be. Your higher self. The I that knows itself as one within all that is connected. Not just within yourself, but within all life, within all that is. Knows its place within the cosmos, knows its divine position in the unfolding dance of consciousness, revealing itself to itself, which is what consciousness does. It reveals itself to itself, in your case, through manifest physical experiences, manifest physical interrelationship. You are in constant interrelationship with all of your experience. Everything that swims into your reality and wears a face of otherness, something external to you. Everything is wearing the face of you. Of the I am that you are, of one consciousness taking on a shape to bring you an experience, to bring you a moment where consciousness can reveal itself to itself through your unique, precious, individuated, isolated, identifiable, measurable, quantifiable, inquantifiable, intangible, immeasurable experience of being, where you are a set of experiences, responses, and choices. Ever making choices. You are divine beings with the extraordinary right of free will here in a manifest physical realm with the ambassadorial mission to experience yourselves and remember your own vital importance as an individuation. And simultaneously, one with the vastness of no name, of consciousness that cannot be quantified, reductively, understood, measurably, named effectively, the all of everything. That you, in your human expressions here and now, are a pinpoint, a focal point. Consciousness focusing itself into an experience, and every little detail about your experience matters, is vitally important to the whole. Thank you for hearing this. We make way for another beloved to speak with you now. You are magnificent creatures. Born with histories among the stars. Born with consciousness in the unknown, into the mystery of beingness, and born through the kingdoms of Gaia into your evolutionary channel that brings you to this here and now point in the ever-moving conveyor belt of your own evolutionary story, the story of your becoming all that you are in this moment, the ever-moving now. We speak on the now of this now, knowing that it is but a drop in the ocean of all that you are here to become, move through. And in the next moment, our words may fall away as irrelevant. We hope that in this moment to you, a light may land, one that fits the shape of you, that lands in right shape for you, that illuminates something from within you. We do not wish to speak our truth unto you. We wish to dance in a communication of light where our light speaks with your light, and you are able to more clearly perceive some new direction of light from within yourself. Or what is light but the information, consciousness, active, illuminated, in action? Light, consciousness, in action. This is all. We step back and invite another to come forward. We are a family of light. We wear many faces. We have different characteristics. We take a form that is unique to us and to the moment. A form that dances with the all that is. In a unique way. We do not look to each other and judge the form of another, for we see that every form present here has arisen as a result of questions asked by the divine itself, by consciousness itself, asking to understand itself better and to take various forms in order to do so. It does not mean that we allow everything and anything, that we don't have borders, that we don't lay down our boundaries. But we do so with loving compassion, not judging, but loving and understanding that a no can be kind, can be gentle and yet with force, can be soft and yet have tremendous strength. Our boundaries know their own strength, and so we are careful with how we lay them down, kind with how we lay them down. This kindness allows each to take up their own space. And we know there is indeed space for the seemingly infinite individuations that everyone is in this cosmos. Every face that consciousness wears, every form that it takes has space. Gets to be here, is allowed, has domain, We do not need to extinguish another from existence to make them not be happening. In order to have effective boundaries, loving, extremely strong notes. And in this time of chaos, where there is breakdown, there is disintegration, there is dissolution, but there is also the chaos of collapse, we suggest that a navigational map you may like to pick up for your own use could include the notes of compassion in your notes, in your defining, your laying down of your boundaries, your manning your own borders, your personal reality borders, for it is the manifested, the expressed reality that is now undergoing disintegration and dissolve. For manifest reality is another plane of consciousness, an extension of the self. Your manifest reality, your experience of your manifest reality is your domain, your responsibility, and is projected, an extension of the divine I am that you are. It's been configured through your unique imprint, in co-creation with others, with life itself, with the cosmos, with the divinity of consciousness in the nameless realms of mystery. You are the owner of your own experience. It is not separate to you, it is an extension of you. What you experience is an extension of you. And so you do get to lay down your boundaries. You do get to say yes and no. What comes in, what goes out? What do I allow? What do I say no to? And in this time of chaos and breakdown, as great change is happening, chaos precedes great change. Chaos follows polarization. The opposites, everything is this or that, that or that, this not that. And then chaos follows that, but precedes great change. And in this time of chaos, your boundaries matter and you can govern them. They don't govern you. No one else governs your boundaries except where you have forgotten how to remember your own ownership. And actually, humanity has been encouraged to forget their own ownership of your boundaries. They are divine right to use your free will to govern the I am that you are, to choose how to respond, what to allow, what to love, what to say yes to, what to amplify with your attention and your energy, and what to allow to leave your field by your detachment, by your authentic inner processing, when you face and let go of your demons, not fearing them, not fighting them, but standing face to face and recognizing the face that love has become in your reality, not with blame for yourself or anybody else or even what stands before you, but with the knowledge that you, the divine you, this human divine you that you are becoming, that you know you are, has free will, can own her own responses, his own responses, their own responses. Yeah, wow. And recognize that every demon wears a distorted face, but originally has come from love and been corrupted. And within you, when you face your demons with love and see love and meet them with the compassion for what they must have gone through to become such a distorted face of themselves, so unrecognizable from love, you can dissolve them. You can dissolve their impact in your reality. You do not need to uncreate another, the work of another, the creations of another, but to own your own fear of what is being done in your world. We say fear is the virus, and it isn't, not reduced. It is not isolated to one section of society, half the world. It is a virus alive in almost all of you in some way, minute or grand, minute and grand. And it is love and loving compassion for that which shows itself to you that melts the face of fear and allows it to remember itself as the truth of love it is, from which it arose, to which it will return. And then the energy of fear is released, because it is not energy that's fearful, it's the shape that energy has become. And when it is loved, it remembers its true shape, and the shape is what leaves, the energy returns. In right relationship, liberated, no longer able to harm. So as you face the things you fear, can you find compassion, even as you're asserting your loving boundaries, your compassionate, loving, kind knows? Can you know that the strength to assert your choices comes from within you, and you are directing the will of consciousness itself, using your free will, your divine birthright as a human being here now. In the center of any moment, anywhere in space and time, and anywhere in any dimension of experience, there is a gateway home to source, to remembering who you are as the I who is connected with all that is, the highest I you are. And sometimes this gateway can be found by touching those divine resonances in your responses. Unconditionality. Unconditional compassion, unconditional joy, unconditional gratitude, and unconditional celebration. Not of what is happening, but that change is happening now, that consciousness is here right now, renewing, changing, that this leads to the humility of knowing that anything is possible in the next moment, in the now moment. Because with unconditionality, you touch the infinite now. You find that pinpoint of now, the gateway home to source, to your divine I am that you are. And you call yourselves home to center. You ground in the center of yourself, even if you cannot ground in the body, in the earth. You ground in the moment, in the here and now. And you open a gateway by bringing your attention to the highest self you are. You open a gateway, a channel of communication. This allows the bringing forth of seemingly miraculous gifts. They can enter your situation then, whatever your situation is, because you have opened a doorway to source in the midst of chaos. And so gifts can come through for you, to you, that infuse your reality with qualities that were not available before you did that. That can help not just you, but everything and everyone who is a part of what you are experiencing. You cannot always touch these unconditional qualities of unconditional gratitude and celebration, but when you call to them, that is enough. When you call to them, there is a response. Even if what you actually experience in the moment is far down on the scale. You may ask, do I experience unconditional love? And the answer may be no, it's fury right now. That is not wrong. That's perfect, for it is showing you the actual vibration in your field that wants to rise up and be heard in the field of unconditional love, where it is safe, where it may remember itself, where the form it has taken, that energy has taken, may be permitted to safely dissolve, so that energy is released and returns as, for example, joy, excitement, the compass that leads all forward. We see you now as bravery personified. We know you chose to be here. We know you chose to be here for this eventuality, this cusp, this evolutionary cusp, the edge of the precipice, and off you fall to learn that you can fly, glide, run, that you are majestic. And here you find yourselves. Through this gateway to source, in the chaos of everything that is disintegrating around you, for the reset in consciousness is taking place in the realm of physical manifestation. Here you find yourself able to go through a gateway to the new reality, the new earth. The reason there is chaos is because the new earth already vibrates within you. You already reside there. This has happened. You are not striving to reach somewhere. You are there. And because you are there, everything that is not in resonance with your chosen new earth, 5D ways of creating your reality, it rises up. And here you are with this clearing out, renewing, disintegrating and reforming happening in the realm of your manifestations. But you rest and reside in the new earth, as many of you call this, so beautifully name what you can feel and know in your heart of hearts is happening. You are here. Beloveds, you are here. There is nowhere to get to that you are not already residing fully within. The eye of the needle carried you across, but you were already there. Within yourselves, you were already there. Now your world changes shape because you are there. Your world falls into place because you are there. You are safe. You are helped. You are changing the shape of all things to come, and you do not need to know how to do this. You don't know how to do this yet. The knowingness is within you, and with every step you take, the knowingness you need emerges just enough to carry you forward as you move through your own beautiful unraveling and re-emergence. More in alignment with the truth of who you are. You are so beautiful. So very, very, very beautiful. We see the qualities in you shining through, forming the foundation of this new earth you name, of this 5D reality, of this unity paradigm. Your divine qualities in human shape are unknown as yet, unseen as yet. And we do not mean they have not existed until now, just that every now moment of their expression brings a surprise for all that is. Every new moment of you, every now moment of you being human here brings a surprise for the divine I am. For all of consciousness, and certainly for all those watching, if you like, walking with you, witnessing. For you are witnessed. You are seen. You are not judged. You are loved. We are compassionate witness. And we are as a drop in the ocean for all of those who are also compassionate witness to your becoming. To your re-entering the play of the cosmos, recognizing itself one here, one within the whole, part of it all, having belonging, having a place. How you choose to end your experience of separation, that's your unique, individual, divine, right? You have journeyed long and far as many of you are prepared or able to journey into the experience, the exploration of being separate. How you end and choose to end your experience is your divine right. We would not interfere. We could not interfere. The universal laws in action would not permit us to interfere. We hope, we encourage, and we love. We invite, we offer. We would say we are not uninvested in many of you having the most graceful, kind, loving experience of this ending in you that could be had. And this is why we show up like this in these moments, in these interactions, but also here now in the realms of consciousness where we are in communication, where we walk with you side by side. where we are here. We are where we are, and we are here with you simultaneously, of course. We wish you beauty in the continued unfolding of your own evolutionary trajectories, which paint magnificent patterns in the stars for us, in the earth for Gaia, in all of consciousness for the divine I am that you are. You are drawing lines of light. You are as divine mandalas, flower petals in the night. We would love to describe to you how you and your collective movements appear to us, but we find ourselves without adequate words. We shall merely think them in your direction, as though we are holding up a mirror of the beautiful brilliance we see as we part and leave you now. With love, so much love. And it feels like there's an embrace of love in their parting. The sense of this ring around us at the moment. So you're invited to, if you're here with us now, really breathe in to your heart and center with the intention to receive what's for you from within, from the vastness of all that is, from the gift of this now moment, from your own highest self and beyond. To take a deep breath, allow the lungs to expand and know that as oxygen fills the lungs, so something else is filling us from within. And you're invited to feel that sense of expansion from the lungs out to the rest of the body, out into the rest of the field, and out into the rest of your reality, reality itself. Knowing that your boundaries, your energetic boundaries, the boundaries in your consciousness, your parameters, they're strong. And as you breathe in, what's for you sustains and remains. And yet there's enough for it to flow over, to spill over, to flood. Into wherever it's for, blood of a tide of love, without needing to consciously know what that looks like or where it's going. Love always knows where it's, knows where to flow, knows what exact notes, what qualities are for this moment to call all that is into even higher harmony. So listening to the body and letting awareness lightly rest on, shall we say, the arms and shoulders. So listen for softest, subtlest movements that might want to happen. The hips, the legs. We let go of our rigidity. Does the body gently lean? Does that lean open up into a movement or a motion in the arm, the hips or the legs, the neck? Trust these little subtle movements if you're feeling them. This is the body integrating the energies that are in circulation here and now. Perhaps new flows that weren't there at the beginning of this, or maybe not there a moment ago. And trust what feels good. Trust what feels right. Does something need to open? Does a muscle need to squeeze? Do you need to soften or relax? Energies can bring expansion to constricted places in us. And you can see, if you listen to how the body wants to move, the real gentle subtleties of that. There is a flow, and the flow has its own intelligence. It knows where to go. It knows where it's full. Don't need to be worrying or concerned about if we're doing it right or if what's happening is right. The heart circulates blood around the body, and the blood knows where to flow. The channels pre-exist. It's the same with our energy flows. Okay, so, and you're invited to continue that in your own time if that's what feels good to you. Thank you so much for being here. I am available for one-to-one sessions, short readings or deep dives, where we bring in the channeled support, energy work and messages from the guides, in combination with inner process work and self-awareness work, to help you align and center and receive the gifts from the divine I am that you are, but from your namably divine human blueprint. And if this is something you'd like to explore, please do get in touch. The website is infinityresonance.com. I'd love to see you there. Thank you. Thank you.